Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Kristen Myers we bring on fairly often to kind of wax poetic about all things about the economy. I told Iridian, who's off today, hey, book Kristen Myers. I want to talk to her about stuff. But then, Kristen, I didn't even tell you what I wanted to talk about, but you're so good at your job as a business and finance reporter that I knew you'd roll with it. Thanks for coming anyways.
Always, John, always.
So I just kind of wanted to take a pulse of where we are right now. We've had a couple good days on the market in a row. We haven't been able to say that. We haven't been able to say that for a while.
Yeah, no, we definitely haven't, and you're absolutely right. So the Dow actually ended today up about 570 points, and for the last couple of weeks, actually, markets have really been down, it seems, a couple of hundred of points. And the reason that investors are so happy today is a couple of reasons. This has been a really interesting week data-wise, but we actually got the Federal Reserve saying, hey, we're actually not going to be hiking rates right now. We're going to be pausing rates. That caused bond yields or treasury yields to fall. Essentially, when we see those treasury yields falling, it makes stocks more attractive. So a lot of folks are buying into those stocks. And then there's also this optimism that going forward, the Fed is not going to be hitting us with more and more rate hikes. Now, investors are obviously happy about that, but so should you and I and everyone else that's listening should be happy about that. Because when the Fed decides not to raise rates, it means that you can expect rates on things like your mortgage and your credit card or a car loan or any kind of loan that you might get. Those rates aren't going to go up anymore. So honestly, it was good news all around.
And today, you know, we talk about this economic data, and I feel like we got like four pieces of good news in a row, which is probably why the market was so green. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits went up 5,000. You don't want to see more people getting laid off. But that's not like a number that shocks anyone, but it's still a good labor market, right? But it may be slowing down a little bit, right? Like that sweet spot. Productivity of American workers rising at 4.7%. And I know that is kind of like a complex topic. It's basically how hard we work, how long we're working. The market and everyone's been waiting to see that go up quicker. And yet the cost of unit labor, how much it basically costs to have people, that went down. It seemed like we were in like a Goldilocks day today, Kristen.
Okay, so when it comes to the labor market, I hear what you're saying that, you know, typically you don't want to see the number of people filing for unemployment go up. But actually, the Fed does. Fed does want to see the number of people filing for unemployment go up. And so that's actually another reason that that investors were really happy. That's when you start to see bad news, which typically, right, is bad news if unemployment goes up, is now good news. Because right now, the Federal Reserve has been trying to slow down the U.S. economy. Part of the reason we have inflation as high as it is because the U.S. economy has really been overheated. And so we really want to see those unemployment numbers go up. We want to see the number of people filing for unemployment go up. Typically, you don't want to see that. But right now, just because the U.S. economy is so hot, that is precisely what the Federal Reserve is trying to do. They're trying to slow down the labor market. They're trying to slow down economic growth. And so whenever we see these figures about unemployment slightly ticking upward, labor costs decreasing, what that's saying is the labor market is slowing down. Now, that does not mean that we necessarily want to see, you know, a 10% unemployment rate. Of course not. Right. But we do want to see it tick up ever so slightly. And we do have a jobs report that comes out tomorrow. It is expected unemployment will remain unchanged. It is expected that the U.S. economy will have only added back anywhere from 170 to 180,000 jobs, depending on which economists you're talking to. But up to only 180,000 jobs is what the U.S. economy is expected to add, and we'll get those figures out tomorrow morning.
I will say we've had that expectation a couple times and seen like monster reports, and then the market goes crazy the other way, the down way.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll wait and see. And ADP, which is they do private payroll, they came out with a number earlier this week that was kind of where people expected in that down number. But that's not always a harbinger of what the government data is. Anyways, we're really in the weeds. That's way, you know, over my head, let alone everybody else's, too. I want to talk to you a little bit about the consumer, Kristen. We are still spending a lot of money, we are still chugging along as we head into the holiday spending season. That is a great thing for businesses. But I feel like, and I don't know if you're doing it too, looking at the flashing yellow light of how much we're putting on our credit cards.
Yeah, this is something that is a huge concern. We actually topped $1 trillion in credit card debt. That is on the rise. And as you mentioned, consumers are still out there spending. Now, because we have seen this slowdown in the labor market, we are still seeing a little bit more people becoming unemployed. Household balance sheets are still relatively strong. Savings still relatively strong. But it is concerning and it is alarming that a lot of folks seem to be spending more than they're actually earning. And that's why we're starting to see this credit card debt on the rise. And so that is a number that is being very closely watched, because you would think in an economy that is as strong as ours and with all the headlines that we hear about, that a lot of folks would be doing fairly well, right? That credit card debt would not be on the rise. But that's clearly an indicator that some folks in some households are starting to struggle. And we are starting to see that come out in some of that credit card data. Now, for anyone who is putting money on those credit cards, I'll just tell you, because of those rate hikes, in part, we've seen credit card rates, they're now topping 21% for the average credit card that you can get from your bank. And for those retail credit cards, you know, those store-specific credit cards that you get whenever you go to a certain store, those average credit card rates, those average retail credit card rates are over 28%. And for some stores, they're over 33%. So that means we could be setting up a really nasty situation where a lot of folks are getting more and more into debt and are going to find it harder and harder to get out of it.
Kristen, I wanted to ask you, I read a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, the economy is great. Why are Americans in such a rotten mood? And the things we've just talked about all are confounding, right? Like the poll after poll shows that people don't think the economy is doing well, yet they're spending like they're doing fine individually. And when you ask people individually how you're doing, they feel fine. Any thoughts on what's driving this sour mood?
Yeah, that's such a great question. The reality is that even though there's economic data out there that says, for example, that inflation is coming down or wages are going up, for a lot of people, it doesn't feel that way, because when they go to the grocery store, they have to go spend money. They feel like they're spending more money than they did before. And then, of course, they start hearing of things about layoffs, or they're at their job and they see people getting laid off. And that, of course, causes nervousness and a bit of trepidation when you think about the future. You start thinking, oh, well, what about me? What is that going to happen to me? Will I be able to weather that storm? And so I think generally that's why you probably see the attitude a little bit more pessimistic than the data really shows. And I think that they are still both accurate.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of Americans are still struggling. I think a lot of Americans, you know, are still really feeling the effects of inflation when they go to the store, and they are still feeling these economic impacts. I think that there is definitely a space where both of those things can be true, where we know that unemployment is incredibly low, but on an individual level, if you're seeing people get laid off, or you're hearing about people getting laid off, or if you're worried about getting laid off, you might have a little bit of more pessimistic outlook.
Or if everyone for a year and a half said that a recession was coming imminently. That probably helps sour the mood a little bit. No, and I think you're right, Kristen, is that, okay, fine, great. The GDP is 4.9% annualized in the third quarter, but I spent $120 on my groceries and it used to be 80, right? Like that, at the end of the day, you're not going to feel great no matter what the situation is there. Kristen, I'm out of time. As always, great job, particularly this evening. I appreciate your time.
No worries. Always happy to join you.
That's great. Kristen Myers, always awesome. We appreciate her time.